الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم يأتي بعض آيات ربك لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Hazrat Fatima bint Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was a sahabiya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she says, سَمِعْتُ مُنَادِيَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُنَادِي الصَّلَاةُ جَامِعَةً. On one occasion, I heard the caller of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling out that namaz is about to begin and the sahaba should gather for salat. So the sahaba gathered for salat, and after salah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam terminated his salah, فَلَمَّا قَضَى صَلَاتَهُ جَلَسَ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ, he sat on the minbar, and he immediately instructed the sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in, the congregation who were present there, and he said, لِيَلْزَمْ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ مُصَلَّى, every single one of you should remain in his place. Everyone should adhere and stick to his musalla. Nobody should rise and move away. So the sahaba sat, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. He was sitting on the minbar. وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ, and he was smiling at the sahaba. And then he put forward a question. He asked them, do you know why I have gathered you here today? So sahaba were looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking, why did Rasulullah summon us here and instruct us not to leave the masjid? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, مَا جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِرَغْبَةٍ وَلَا لِرَحْبَةٍ, I have not gathered you here because of some spoils of war that have come that I need to distribute, nor have I gathered you here because we have to go out in jihad or fight an enemy. But I have gathered you today because a particular person by the name of Tamim Ad-Dari has come to me now. And of course, after embracing Islam, radiallahu ta'ala an, he mentioned an incident to me. Who is Tamim Ad-Dari radiallahu ta'ala an? Before accepting Islam, he was a Christian, kana nasraniyan. And when he embraced Islam, and he became a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of his taqwa and piety was such, kana yakhtimu al-Qur'an bi rak'atin. He would recite the whole Quran in one rak'at. وَكَانَ يُرَدِّدُ آيَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ حَتَّى أَصْبَحَ. At times he would repeat verses of the Qur'an in tahajjud, right till Fajr. It is mentioned regarding Tamim Ad-Dari radiallahu ta'ala an, it happened on one night, for some reason he missed his tahajjud. He missed his tahajjud salat. It caused him such pain, such grief, that for an entire year, lam yanam, he did not sleep at night, as a punishment upon himself for missing one tahajjud salat. This is Tamim Ad-Dari radiallahu ta'ala. Awwalu man asrad as-siraj fil masjid an-nabawi alayhi salatu was salam. He was the first person to bring about light in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brought a lantern or a lamp, and he brightened the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to that, there was just darkness. But he thought of the idea, and he brought a lamp or a lantern into the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was in the 9th year of the hijrah. So before embracing Islam, he was a Christian, he was traveling on a ship, and this is what he reported to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we were traveling, and then there were heavy storms. So finally we came to an island. And when we disembarked, and as we moved towards a cave, we were encountered, or we were confronted by a very eerie looking creature. Very hairy. So hairy that we could not make out the back from the front of this creature. So we asked, "Who are you?" So this creature said, "They don't ask me who am I. My Lord is in the cave." They were astounded. My Rabb is in the cave. So when they proceed and they go into this cave, they see a very huge person, fettered, chained. So he asked them, "Who are you?" They say, "We're Arabs." And they gave the whole incident that they were traveling by sea and there were storms, so they came to shore. And then he asked them a few questions. He said, "Tell me about Nakhlu Baysan, this orchard, date orchard in Baysan. Where is Baysan?" Baysan is west of Jordan, very close to the border of Palestine. "Is it bearing any fruit?" They said, "Yes." So this person tells them, "Well, there'll be a time when it'll no longer bear any dates." Then he asked them about Buhayra Tabariya, the lake of Tabariya, also very close to this Nakhl Baysan. You know, in Palestine, you go towards the north, Jenin, just above there. So this is on the borders, on the west of Jordan, right close to Palestine or in Palestine. He said, "Yes, the lake is full." He says, "The time will come when this lake will be dry." And then he asked him about Ainu Dhu'rin, another dam, another spring. And then he asked them, "That tell me, has any person emerged who claims to be a prophet, a messenger?" They say, "Yes." And he asked about the people who are following him, a few more details. So this person then tells them it will be good if they follow him. Nonetheless, then he reveals his identity. And he says, "I am Dajjal. I am Dajjal. And I will emerge. And I will be removed from these chains. And I will be absolutely angry when I emerge. And I will traverse the earth. But I will not be able to enter Makkah and Medina. And the mountain passes will be secured. Allah will post special angels to guard those mountain passes. That each time I try to enter into Medina, via the mountain passes, these angels were very powerful. They will push me away from there." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck his asa on the minbar and he said, "Hadihi tayyiba, hadihi tayyiba. This is the Medina, this is the Medina that Allah will protect from Dajjal." It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala, and the narration comes in Muslim Sharif. We see, "Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul." I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning that from the time Adam alayhi salatu was salam ما بين خلق آدم إلى قيام الساعة. Right till the day of Qiyamah. There is no matter, amrun, akbar, more severe than the Dajjal, than the emergence and the fitna of Dajjal. The greatest fitna, the greatest trial and tribulation on this ummah will be the emergence of Dajjal. And the trials of Dajjal, when he will deceive the people, he will lie to the people, he will dupe the people, they will get caught in his trap, in his web. Allah will give him some supernatural power and he will perform many feats. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned that every Nabi that came, and he specifically mentioned Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and every Nabi after Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam warned his ummah regarding the Dajjal. And then he says that the Dajjal will claim to be God. He will claim to be your Rabb. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ أَعْوَرْ. But remember, Allah is not one-eyed, because Rasulullah will say that he is Al-Kadhab Al-A'war, the great liar who is one-eyed. Dajjal will have just one eye. There are different narrations. Some narration suggests A'war, he'll be one-eyed, Al-Aynul Yumna, his right eye. His right eye, he'll have just one eye, and that's the right eye. On the left side of his face, Mamsuhul Ayn al Yusra, the place where a person normally has an eye socket, there'll be no eye socket. This one right eye that he will have, كَأَنَّهُ عِنَبَةٌ طَافِيَةٌ. It will be like a protruding grape, a bulging out grape, ugly looking. And the left hand side, no eye socket. Mamsuhul Ayn al Yusra. The eye will be blotted. No eye. But where the eye socket would have been, or where the eye would have been, on that place there'll be wrinkled up skin. Wrinkled up skin. Shabun. He'll be young. Qatatun. Extremely bushy and curly hair. Qasirun. He will be short. Afhaj. One explanation, his feet will be bandy, he'll be bandy. Another explanation, that the toes and the fingers of his feet, the toes, will be very wide, yet his heels will be very, very close to one another. Very ugly looking in appearance. Jufalu Shar. Extremely hairy. But he will be very strong, well built. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَكْتُوبٌ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ kaf fa ra o kafir. Between his eyes, on his forehead, it will be written kafir o kaf fa ra. Every believer will make that out. A believer, a true believer, one who has a strong iman, the moment he sees Dajjal, he will identify Dajjal by the description given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will see this inscription on his forehead, kafir. Kafir means disbeliever. Kharijun khallatan bayna al-Sham wa al-Iraq. Dajjal will emerge between Sham and Iraq. In one riwayat, in Khurasan. Historians have mentioned this is in Iran. 70,000 Yahud from Isfahan will follow Dajjal. When he emerges, فَعَاثَ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا, he will cause widespread mischief, anarchy, fitna, in the right, on the left, throughout the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the magnitude of the trial of Dajjal, the severity of his trials. فَرَفَّعَ فِيهِ وَخَفَّضَ, and also he mentioned his despicable nature, his haqeer. When he described this to Sahaba, like Hazrat Nawas bin Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala mentions, when Rasulullah once described to us Dajjal, and he explained the severity of his trials, and how he will move and traverse in the world. Like in the one narration, it is mentioned when the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا لُبْثُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, how long will he remain in this world? Dajjal will appear, but how long will he remain? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَرْبَعُونَ يَوْمًا, for 40 days. The first day will be equivalent to 1 year. The second day, equivalent to 1 month. The third day, equivalent to 1 week. And then the remaining days of that 40 days will be like the normal every day we have, 24 hours. My respected brothers and elders, this is the duration of his stay in this world. When Rasulullah said that the first day when Dajjal will appear, that one day will be so long, equivalent to an entire year. The illustrious companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved Sahaba, posed a question. Something worried them. Ya Rasulullah, one entire year? Atakfina salatu yawmin? For that 1 year that will pass, will just 1 day salat suffice us? Will we just read 5 times salat only? Sahaba's mind went to salat. Nabi Kareem said, no. Uqdurudahu qadrah. You must estimate. 1 day he has passed, 2nd day you must estimate. By the best of your ability. And like that you're going to perform namaz each day for that entire year. وَمَا إِسْرَاعُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then how fast will he travel in the world? Then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, كَالْغَيْثِ إِسْتَدْبَرَتْهُ الرِّيحِ, like a rain, a torrential rain, which is pushed with a very heavy wind, and how far and wide it will go, and it will move very fast and rapidly, like that the Dajjal will be given that power, and he will perform this different type of feats, which are not ordinarily performed by any person. He'll be a human being. And he will move very, very fast and rapidly in the earth. And he will invite people towards his so-called divinity. So there will be some people who will believe in Dajjal. They will accept him to be Rabb. They will accept him to be Allah. And Allah will make it such, when these people believe in him, remember, the coming of Dajjal will be a test on this ummah. It's a trial. Prior to Qiyamah, there will be many trials. And the most severe is that of Dajjal, as I explained. That every Nabi warned his people about Dajjal. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from Dajjal. May Allah protect us from all different trials. And we can see it happening now. There's nothing hidden now. Everything is in the open. We can see every day there's some trial. Every day tribulation, Allah protect us in our country. This drought that is taking place. May Allah send beneficial rain. Every day there is some problem emerging. So the Dajjal will move very, very rapidly. Like how this wind blows and goes very far and wide. And then when he invites his people and they believe in him, he will command, فَيَأْمُرُ السَّمَاءَ, he will command the sky to rain, فَتُمْتِرْ, and suddenly it will rain. So the people now believe, definitely this is Allah. وَيَأْمُرُ الْأَرْضِ فَتَنْبُتْ, and he'll command the earth to grow crops. فَتُمْبِتُ, it will grow crops. It will produce crops. All this will happen in a split second. And then the animals, the livestock these people have with them. When they would return in the evening after believing in Dajjal, they will come back in a more healthier condition and more fatter. With huge humps. So obviously now they believe more in Dajjal that he is Rabb. But remember, this is a deception of Dajjal. And this is the test that a disbeliever will fall into. A weak person with a weak iman, he can easily fall into the traps of Dajjal. That is why Rasulullah mentioned that whenever you hear that Dajjal has emerged, فَلْيَنَأَنُّ, then move far away, far as possible from him. He says, because there will be a person, يَحْسِبُ أَنَّهُ مُؤْمِنٍ, this man will say, and he'll believe that he's got a very strong iman, and Dajjal will not be able to overpower him. And he'll go out to confront Dajjal and see what's Dajjal all about. And when he goes there, he'll be deceived by Dajjal, who will cast a shubuhat, doubts in him, to such an extent, after performing these different type of feats and so-called miracles, this person will actually lose his iman. Then Dajjal will invite another group of people. But these people will be strong believers. And they will reject Dajjal. The moment they reject Dajjal, and he moves away from them, they will become paupers, destitute. Nothing, they'll have nothing, no possession whatsoever. In a split second, they'll become poor. This is a test. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ibadallah, fathbutu, O servants of Allah, be firm, be steadfast against Dajjal. And therefore, he exhorted the ummah. Sahaba were extremely terrified, they were petrified. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them the magnitude of the fitnas of Dajjal, how severe, how serious his trials will be, they were awestruck. He had been busy discussing with them, then he had to leave, and when he returned, he could see from their facial expression like some heavy musibat on their heads, on their shoulders. Yes, ma sha'anukum, what's the matter? Ya Rasulullah, zakarta Dajjal. You mentioned Dajjal, and you explained to us how severe his test will be upon us. So we are extremely worried. Then Nabi Kareem and consoles. He said, in yakhruj wa ana feekum, fa ana hajijuhu dunakum. If he has to emerge whilst I'm alive, I'm amidst you, then I will protect you and I will defend you against Dajjal. But if he has to emerge and I have already left this world, then every person has to defend his own self. Every person has to defend his own self. And therefore ulama and shurra, commentators have mentioned that a person's iman has to be strong. So that when Dajjal has to appear, and then his strong iman will protect him from Dajjal. And then Rasulullah also mentioned that I have Allah as my khalifa. Wa inna Allah khalifati. Allah will be my vicegerent. In other words, Allah will protect my ummah against Dajjal. Allah will protect the believers against Dajjal. فَلْيَقْرَ عَلَيْهِ أَوَائِلَ سُورَةِ الْكَهْفِ. In one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you see Dajjal, then immediately recite the beginning verses of Suratul Kahf of the 15 Juz, which we repeatedly mention, respected brothers and elders. It is something which Rasulullah has encouraged us to recite every Friday in the 15th para. It won't take very long. Inshallah, if we read it, it is mentioned in the hadith that right till the next Friday, the person, the reciter of Suratul Kahf will be protected from every type of fitna, so much so if Dajjal has to emerge during that week, he will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. Usima min ad-Dajjal. Another narration says, whoever recites the first 10 verses, man hafidha ashra ayatin min awwali surat al-Kahf, or fi riwayatin akhiri surat al-Kahf, either the first 10 verses of surat al-Kahf, or the last 10 verses of surat al-Kahf, whoever memorizes these verses, then he will be protected from Dajjal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would make dua after salat, various duas. And amongst his duas, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من المسيح الدجال من فتنة المسيح الدجال والله I seek your protection from the trials and the fitnas of Dajjal. The word Dajjal comes from the word Dajjala, and Dajjala means to deceive, to hoodwink people, to dupe people, and this is what Dajjal would actually do. And then he will come to a barren land, and he will command that barren land, and he will say, "Akhriji kunuzak," remove from within you your treasures. It was a barren land, and suddenly those treasures will come out, and those treasures will follow Dajjal, kaya'asi bin nahli, like how the male bees, the drones, they follow the queen bee, exactly like that. The treasures will actually follow Dajjal. Various other feats he will perform. So Sahaba, one narration, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha became very worried. Another narration, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the other wife of Rasulullah became very worried. And obviously Sahaba will become worried. Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anha says, once Rasulullah mentioned Dajjal in my house, and Sahaba were present there. And he explained one particular point, that when Dajjal emerges, then there will be drought. There will be drought. And there will be no food for the people. So the Sahaba innocently asked a question. Ya Rasulullah, inna lana'jinu ajinana, walam nakhbith, walam nasbir. Ya Rasulullah, at times we need the dough to make the roti to make bread. We're still busy kneading the dough. And because we experience such spasms of hunger, we don't even wait to bake the bread completely. Just in that form of a dough, we eat and consume the dough because we are so hungry. What will happen then when Dajjal will emerge and there will be no food whatsoever? There won't be any rain, there will be drought. What will we do? Remember, Sahaba's food was not like us. They never saw 3 meals a day. But the simple, a very logical question, that there will be drought, no food. What must we do then? Rasulullah SAW says, يُجْزِئُهُمْ مَا يُجْزِئُ أَهْلَ السَّمَاوَاتِ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ. What taqdis? That on that occasion, when that will happen, Allah will suffice the believers with that which He has sufficed the angels. The angels don't experience any hunger. They don't partake of any meals. But the angels are busy and they're preoccupied in glorifying Allah. Tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. And then one tasbih a person will read, then the believers, one Subhanallah, he will say, she will say, it will satiate them. They will not feel any hunger. My respected brothers and elders, this was just a brief description of Dajjal and some of his miracles or feats that he will perform. He will have a garden and he will have a fire. And he'll go to the people. Those who believe in him, then he'll put them into his garden. And those who reject him, he'll put them into his fire. Rasulullah says, when this happens, then you must plunge into the fire of Dajjal. Why? That will just look like a fire. Allah will make it a cool garden. That fire of Dajjal will look, it will have the appearance of a fire. But Allah will make it a cool garden. And the garden of Dajjal, that will actually be a fire that will burn the person. There are many ahadith regarding Dajjal. Time is already exhausted. But it is mentioned, when Dajjal will perform all these feats, and the believer will make a Dajjal, there will be one youngster, and he will challenge Dajjal, or he will go forward to Dajjal. And when he sees Dajjal, he'll make out from his appearance, and he'll call out, "O believers, here is Dajjal, whom Rasulullah warned us against." Dajjal will command his men, his bodyguards, al-masalih in the hadith. And they will grab this youngster And they will begin to strike him. They will beat him up severely. Front, back, on his head. They will make him lie down on the ground. And then Dajjal will actually bisect him. Jizlatain, qit'atain, into two pieces. And Dajjal will go past those two pieces. And as he walks through, then Dajjal will command, kum, stand up, rise. And this youngster will rise before Dajjal. Now you believe I am your Rabb? Now you believe I am Allah? I am your Rabb? This youngster will say, Allah has qasam. Mazdattu fika basiratan. I have got more yaqeen and conviction that you are most definitely Dajjal. You are the liar. Dajjal will become angry. He will grab him. And he will try to slaughter him. Allah will place copper between his neck and his collarbone. Nonetheless, according to the riwayat, when Dajjal will kill him, before that he will tell the people, then listen here, now you'll be saved from the fitnas of Dajjal. He will not be able to do anything to you after this. And it is mentioned in hadith, from all the shuhada of the world, أَعْظَمُ شَهِيدٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, he'll be the greatest shaheed on this world, in this world. Greatest shaheed, greatest martyr, the one who Dajjal will kill, this young believer. When that will happen, then suddenly Isa alayhi salatu salam will descend. It's a long incident. Isa alayhi salatu salam will come and nobody will be able to kill Dajjal but Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam's breath will be such that as far as his breath will go, every disbeliever that comes in front will be destroyed. And suddenly he will then pursue Dajjal. And Dajjal will begin to melt like how you put salt into water. It dissolves like that. Dajjal will begin to dissolve. And finally, in Palestine, Bab al-Lud, that is where Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam will then kill Dajjal. Recite Surah Al-Kahf every Friday. And if Dajjal appears, then we recite the beginning verses of Surah Al-Kahf or the end verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Recite this dua, O Allah, protect me from the fitnas of Dajjal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if Dajjal has to appear, then you must say that you are not my Rabb. And I have tawakkul upon my Allah. Allah is my Rabb. Then such a person, فَلَا يَضُرُّهُ Dajjal will not be able to harm him at all. The only places that will be protected from Dajjal is Makkah and Medina. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. We are going through great trials and fitnas. Allah Ta'ala knows best when all this would actually take place. But it is important for us to conscientize ourselves, because there's a hadith in Majma'u Zawaid that Dajjal will not appear until people stop talking about Dajjal. Hatta yadhhal an-nas an dhikrihi. La yakhruju Dajjal hatta yadhhal an-nas an dhikrihi wa hatta tatruka al-a'immatu ذكره على المنابر. That when the ulama and the imams stop talking about Dajjal from the pulpits, that is when Dajjal will emerge. In other words, when there will be no discussion about Dajjal and no longer people talk about Dajjal, then those are all signs of now the closest of the emergence of Dajjal. May Allah protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.